Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Jack and Scott here, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Dr. David Chapin, Superintendent of Schools in East Lansing. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Well, Jack, I'm very well. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the economic problems that all school superintendents and school districts face. And the districts may be very different, but I don't know anyone who has a surplus of funds at this point.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of common issues still prevalent, and we wish this would go away. We wish we could talk just about Michigan State football right now, but I suppose that's not very responsible, and there's a lot of issues that we need to continue to deal with in a real sincere effort to deal with some of the conditions that are still in existence.
Are you surprised that we are not past this, that we have not found more solutions at this point? It seemed that when we got into this mess that a lot of people thought, okay, we'll ride it out, we'll get through it, and we're still dealing with the consequences.
You know, I'm not, I don't claim to be an economist, and I'm not a state legislator. So I think, you know, Treasury Department has access to information that I certainly don't have access to, but so I can't really say I'm surprised. We try to encourage our people to understand that these are the conditions that we're working in. We have no other time to work. This is our era, our conditions, and we like to think this is our opportunity. That's my fairly optimistic spin on all of this. But the reality is, these are our conditions, and we have to learn to work effectively in this setting at this moment in time.
All right. What does this mean for East Lansing students and for residents of the community?
Well, this really, the conversation we're talking about right now has to do with a letter that we sent out to our community a few weeks ago, a continuation of our discussion that began last year, now a subset of a broader conversation about our budget and the conditions that we're working in. One of the subsets was, let's take a look at our K-8 facilities, and are there some efficiencies? Are there is there a different way to reconfigure our schools or our grade levels? And is there a way to save some money by doing this? So we talked about several scenarios last year, and we're bringing this conversation forward into this year. And tomorrow night we have a community forum, the first of three scheduled in our community, our high school student union, 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And again on November 10th and again on December 8th, a progression from one meeting to the next. And community input and opportunities to solicit input from the community. What does our community think the right course of action might be? And I think people are anxious to talk. There are a lot of opinions that are bottled up right now, so I'm looking forward to opening this up, having community input and helping or asking our community to help drive the decision-making and the timeline for change, if change is in store.
Now, we're talking about some pretty fundamental change. This isn't cutting back paper clips here, right?
No, this is these are bigger issues than that. These are bigger issues, and we're not a large district. We have 8 schools, a 9-12 high school, a 7-8 middle school, 2 grades 5 and 6 upper elementary schools, and 4 K-4 schools. So, configuration of grade levels and a look at our facilities, a look at our population trends. And
possible closing of buildings?
Well, some are using the word closing, and is that possible? I think that is within the realm of possibilities. Movement of students. So I think there's a lot of different possibilities. We'd like to do some remodeling. Would like to do some remodeling. Our K-6 facilities are very old, especially in comparison to our middle school and our high school, where we've had some significant upgrades and remodeling. So this is an opportunity really for us as a community to take a look at our facilities and hopefully make some decisions that will enhance our community, enhance our neighborhoods in a way that is conducive to good student learning and some improvements in how we deliver instruction to our students. So that's where the conversation is.
All right. Is everything on the table, Dave? And is this an unusual way for a district to do some long-range planning?
Well, I think we've been saying really for a while everything's on the table. We have to assess. And as I said earlier, this is a subset of a broader conversation.
Right.
I'm sorry, what was the second part of your question there?
I say you're really getting the community involved in some very important strategic decisions for this district.
Now, I think, we've watched and observed other school districts in the past have community forums like this, invite community input. We do expect to form a committee of about 20 to 25 representative of our community so that we have a smaller group that will pare down the set of decisions, the set of options, and present those options to our school board. And we hope within the next 3 to 4 to 5 months we'll be able to move forward with some options that are, possibilities for our Board of Education. They'll pass judgment, and we'll move on. And, status quo, remaining the same, is certainly a very viable option here, and we'll see how this plays out within the context of good public dialogue and discourse. And we understand there'll be multiple opinions, and we embrace the opinions and we embrace the input.
We have seen East Lansing have outstanding programs in a variety of disciplines, extracurricular fields, some girls basketball state championship team, football team doing very well this year, but you also have come face-to-face with tragedy with the Edie family situation. Can you tell me how that's brought East Lansing closer together?
Well, I appreciate your comments there, Jack. I think when we have a tragedy, as we experienced a week or two ago with Josh and his family, it really reminds all of us that this is a very human profession that we're in. It's about people, it's about kids, it's about their betterment, it's about their, having compassion, working effectively with people. We were talking about here a moment or two ago, we can get easily caught up in the financial conditions and talk about the budget and balancing the budget, but this is a very human profession that we're in. And thanks for reminding us of that.
Dr. David Chapin, superintendent of East Lansing Public Schools. Again, tomorrow night you're talking about?
Tomorrow night, October 20th, followed by two others in November and December.
All right, and when and where?
East Lansing High School Student Union.
Okay.
7 p.m. until 9 p.m.
Perfect. Thank you, David.
Thank you.